VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Talk about hand-delivering. Make us feel the love at 888-723-4630. That was actually a question on the chat board.
Which was?
If you're using something like Roadie, how do you get, how does that work for tracking? See, and my answer would be this. I'm assuming that you would use something like Roadie for the one-off sale. Remember, you have a 10% allowance for not uploading tracking and still staying top-rated seller. So if using a service like Roadie is more the exception than the rule, then it seems to make sense, yeah.
It seems like I saw something about Roadie and tracking.
Yeah, like what? They don't. The only tracking numbers that we recognize are the main carriers.
Ah, that's true.
Right. But there is, if you offer the option for local pickup, and I know this was maybe not clear before when we were talking, because it's local pickup doesn't say it doesn't say seller delivery. But it covers this. If you offer the option for local pickup, what that can cover is there the buyer coming to pick the item up from you, the buyer and the seller meeting at a neutral ground location, or the seller bringing the item to the buyer. That could all be considered local pickup. And if you offer that option in the listing and the buyer selects it as an option, then you don't have to upload tracking for that sale. But only if the buyer selects the option for local pickup.
That makes sense.
And a local pickup item doesn't qualify for the top-rated discount.
So my question, what do you have as a backup if your electricity goes out?
Yes.
Matt, username Pet and Charlie on eBay. He says, I have two stories from my early days with eBay, and all this took place without owning a smartphone. See, we have to remember that even 15 years ago, selling on eBay, even 20 years ago, a lot of people did not have smartphones. So some of our alternatives nowadays, they didn't have back exactly. In the day. He said, in August 2007, three separate cold fronts rolled through the Midwest on a Friday morning. It was hot and very sticky outside. The first two storms, I survived well, but the third one, just as I woke up, the power went out. I called our local power company. They looked into the situation. I trudged through my dark bedroom, grabbed some clothes, walked a few blocks to a place where I could cool off and have breakfast. After that, I walked to my local library and waited to see when would be a good time to return home to work. The power resumed nearly 7 hours later. The first rush of air conditioning never felt as nice as that particular day. The following year, Tropical Storm Ike came up from Houston. 10 inches of rain flooded our basement in 10 hours. My computer was downstairs, but it was situated on a sturdy old desk. The first sign of rain, I immediately grabbed all the wires that were on the floor and moved them up to adjacent boxes. Many books, sadly, were warped and destroyed, but the power mostly stayed on. Then he had a flood. Everything flooded. He goes on to tell the story. He had to put box fans in the windows. It was a challenge. It was a mess. It was hard to work. The moral of my story is that it's best to take a proactive approach instead of a reactive approach. Ladies are just as guilty of this as men, but it is often best to put mind over matter sometimes in crisis situations. Above all, it's best not to panic. You have survived worse things before. It's just another stepping stone in this journey we call life.
Yes.
So, brings up a good point. But my point is, you should have something in place if this happens.
Yeah, you should have something.
You should know what to do, exactly. Just have it ready, that's all. That's all I'm saying.
Just have it ready.
Right. So, Griff, so any new feelings in the hallways today since
you... Well, I haven't really been in too much in the hallways. I think everyone was here yesterday, most everyone. So I think they enjoyed that, and it was definitely a day about sellers. It wasn't really about buyers at all. It was interesting. And you'll learn more in the next coming next 2 months. But what else? I did. I think people were very excited. It's an interesting situation because I think for the last 13 years, but especially maybe the last 5 or 6 years, 7 years. And it was no secret. People say, well, you know, PayPal's the stronger company and eBay is dying, which isn't true. And I think this actually makes it clearer for both companies to focus on what they do best and for eBay to prove and to remind the world that this is not a rinky-dink company. This is a major company that generates enormous cash margins. And is a growing business.
You know, we all...
With a very active, you know, 25 million active sellers around the world and over 125 million active buyers, now up to 800 million items on the site available. This is not a small company. So, yeah, it's very exciting.
Well, you know, I think as sellers, sometimes we... maybe subscribe to the Google words that say eBay News or whatever. And a lot of the news that has come out in the last 8 weeks, I would say, have been about stocks and ratings and things that maybe, you know, maybe we're not crazy about. You know, it doesn't interest us.
Exactly.
All right?
No.
Now it's time for the seller. And I think that's what eBay's coming around to now, that they want you to know that all of this talk and all of this stuff, because a lot of those guys who sit and talk about stocks and stuff all day and all night, they're just trying to find stories. You know, they're just trying to find things to say over the air. And a lot of it has been, well, PayPal's big, eBay's small. But that's not necessarily true.
I've been with eBay for, it'll be going on, well, it's 15 years now. I mean, 19 years. It'll be 20 years next year. eBay's 20 years old this September. I used to save them when I was earlier, and I haven't. But the way the news works is news naturally goes towards predicting dire consequences for everything. I mean, it just makes fear sells.
Listen, our expression in every newsroom I ever worked for back in the day was, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah, and so it's a much easier to make a story that says, is eBay on the rocks? You know, and a lot of people speculate about that. I want to remind everyone, I've been hearing these dire predictions for 20 years now.
And we all know how that worked.
We're still here.
Exactly.
And, you know, we're still here because there's still 25 million sellers and 125 million plus active buyers buying and selling on the site every day. So
today's secret word is just
a funny
so
one.
Griff.
It's, you think that's... Why do you think... Oh, my.
I don't think I'm not this word at all.
And if you want to know how to find the secret word, you need to find the newsletter secret word in it. And to do that, you clip the group chat link on the player you're listening to us on right now.
Yeah.
They'll make you sign in again.
They will.
Even if you've already signed into eBay.
Yeah.
Then you scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and the big blue Archives on Demand buttons. You'll find the second discussion post. It has the word newsletter in its title. You can't get much simpler than that. There you'll find today's secret word, and you'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe to it and receive it twice a week right in your inbox. So that's where you find today's secret word. So when you hear that certain duck quack, the first person to call in with the secret word, what will they win, Griff?
They'll win they'll win a, well, you can have your choice of either a pacemaker or a beautiful black eBay tote bag.
And it is gorgeous.
I wouldn't go with the pacemaker.
No, I'd go with the tote bag.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
You can't really show off the pacemaker.
No.
So.
Okay.
These are very popular bags. Everyone loves them. We've been giving these away for almost a year now. So
Griff, on page 17, I believe, six things your small business must do this summer.
On what page did you say?
Well, mine is 17, but I see that the pages are kind of messed up today.
Six things your small business must do this summer.
This summer, exactly.
All righty. For many small businesses and entrepreneurs, summer is the busiest time of the year, especially if you're in tourism, sports, or construction industries. But for most of the rest of us who own small businesses, summer often means that things in the office slow down. Fewer people come in the door, click on our site, send us emails. That makes it tempting to close up shop and head for the beach and order one of those little fizzy drinks with the little umbrellas, or at least head back to the backyard lounge chair with a tall glass of iced tea.
But before you get nice and relaxed, here are six cool things you should do for your small business during this hot, hot summer.
We should tease you with this because now we're going to go on a break.
Right, we're teasing you. The first thing, though, is get a mobile website, which for eBay sellers means optimizing your listings for mobile viewing. This is your most important summer task. 2/3 of all Americans access the web from their smartphone, and about 40% use their phone as their preferred or only method of getting on the web.
And that is growing.
Your listings need to look good, baby.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. We've got a line just for you at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit roadie.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 327.
eBayers gathered at Bally's in Las Vegas for the 2015 eBay Radio Party and Conference. During a live broadcast of eBay Radio, they lined up at the microphone to give us a tip or two.
Hi, I'm Betty White.
Betty White!
I would just like to put in a word for those meetup groups. They are so important and they help you so much. I don't know who organizes all of them. Some loving people do who decide that they've got to help other people and they get these meetup groups put together. And they're just a super way to be able to grumble and to smile and to laugh and to learn. And I just highly recommend them for everyone.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, we've got a hot little number for you. 888-723-4630. Hot little number.
Uh-huh. So we're talking about six things your small business must do this summer. And the first thing was to get a mobile website, which for eBay sellers means optimizing your listings for mobile viewing. And Griff, you've been telling us for a couple of years how important this is. We've had people on from eBay telling us, please optimize your listings for mobile.
Well, here's a statistic. So 40% of all the purchases on eBay in the last year have been made on mobile, and that number is growing. So at some point, we expect that it will become 50% and then more. Mobile will be the... In fact,
it's what it's going to.
In fact, someone said yesterday, I think it was Devin said, we're not even going to call it mobile commerce anymore. It's just commerce because it's now become a fact of life. And he's right. When I think about my own purchasing, I tend to purchase more on mobile now than I do on a desktop.
Yeah, because it's convenient. We're sitting there. We have our phone.
Yeah.
We think of something we need or want.
Yeah.
And we go to the phone. We're not in front of our computers
exactly.
All the time. And if your customers can't easily read your content and navigate your listing on their iPhone or their Samsung Galaxy,
They'll
absolutely go somewhere else.
They will.
So you need to do that. So now, number two, Griff, talks about something that maybe you can translate into eBayism for us.
Well, let's try it. So it says, make a list of your top prospects. Every small business owner should have a list of their top customers and their top prospects that they keep handy. So on eBay, that would be making sure that you're getting people to follow your eBay listings, sign up for your, if you have a store, sign up for your, by following you, sign up for your newsletter, and making sure you put that newsletter out on a regular basis. And then by looking for top prospects, expanding your reach and your position, your placement, so that you're properly located on social media channels like Pinterest, which Catherine Terrell talked about earlier, or have a Facebook fan page or page for your products, and utilizing that as a way of sparking interest and discussing what it is you sell. Remember that social media is not a push channel. It's all these social media channels are engagement channels, which means your strategy has to be a little different. But this is a great way of getting hot prospects that you can then point to your business.
Number three, by the way, we're reading these six things your small business must do this summer, which is useful information for all of us. But please feel free to call if you'd like, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630 with any of your eBay challenges, or maybe you have a tip to give us. We love tips. Number three is develop your fall marketing plan. And I think that Catherine talked about that a little bit when she said, you've got to get ready now.
You do.
For the holiday.
Yeah.
Summer will not last forever. And you want to be ready to land some big customers as soon as people are back at their desks. The summer months are a great time to do some strategic planning, clarify and narrow your target market, figure out the best ways to reach prospects. And, of course, for eBay buyers, that's line up what you're going to have up there, what you're going to list, when you're going to list it, and go for it. Come up with a marketing budget and marketing vehicles so you're ready to go.
Number four is to consider redoing your own marketing materials and collateral. While you're focused on marketing, summer is a great time to freshen up and modernize your own materials. When was the last time you took a hard look at your business cards or your brochures or those little inserts that I'm sure you're putting in your packages to all your customers? Do you still have a fax number but not your social media handles printed on your material? You can get a new look at reasonable prices from a few online print companies such as Vistaprint, or PS Print, easy to find online. And there's also a company, I've never heard of this company, Moo, at www.us.moo.com.
Moo.
Moo. Sounds moo.
And, of course, this would mean to that maybe it's time to update the look of your store, the look of your listings.
Your whole presentation.
Exactly. Number five is update your operations. A slow summer is the perfect time to work on internal operations. For an eBay seller, that might mean reorganizing your inventory, streamlining your shipping processes, figuring out more efficient ways to get your items photographed and listed.
Yes.
Summertime, great time to do that.
You can get it out of the way. Do it now. Number six is tackle a project. We all have them. We have a list of projects we'd like to take care of someday. It may be finding a new niche. It might be cleaning out old inventory. Note to self, that's my project. Revamping your storage or shipping space, that's my other project. Or getting some training. You can do spring cleaning you haven't had time to do back in the spring. It's never too late. I'm doing something today with my business.
What are you doing?
I'm buying a table.
Oh, good for
I found a table on eBay. It's a local pickup here in San Jose, and it's just the kind of table I need for my business. So I'm going to throw out, get rid of some of my other tables that I'm using, and this will be an all-purpose table.
So this is for your shipping?
It's for everything. It's 6 feet long, and it's the right height, and it's 34 inches. That's a good height for me, and it'll be for packing and shipping and any of the work I have to do.
Your shirts are already folded, correct?
I do that now. I didn't do it before. I was storing them after I listed them on hangers, and that's an impractical way of doing it.
So, why?
Well, I'll tell you when we come back on it, and then next hour.
Okay.
This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Coming up next, juggling your business on eBay. This is eBay Radio.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. Shaverworld's Marguerite Carigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread if the customer responds. You have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.